Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and I'm bringing you the word and topic of the day related to entrepreneurship. We're going A to Z, and we're on the D's right now, and our word is dreamer. A dreamer is a person whose ideals or projects are considered audacious or highly speculative. And being a dreamer, if you are online and you're looking at the slides that we have associated with Dreamer, you kind of see this lonely person gazing off into the horizon. And one thing that comes to mind with the picture is sometimes a dreamer, especially in this picture, they look lonely, they look isolated. And that's because your ideas, your conversation, the things that are important to you and that you think about are so way out there. They're way beyond the horizon. They're way beyond the everyday. And a lot of people are just focused on the day-to-day and even day-to-day survival. Whereas a dreamer takes himself out of the day-to-day and allows them to think about the what if. And for some people, that's a luxury. People who think in terms of theory and hypothesis, that's a luxury to sit around and to let your mind wander away from the day to day. So in both cases, you need people who are the grounded, the doers, the here and now. But at the same time, we don't have to look down on them and vice versa. There's no need for name calling when someone's a dreamer. We need both sides of the equation. And then some people kind of balance their life between the middle. And I very much have my day-to-day, daytime responsibilities. Even having and owning a bookstore has grounded me. I've got to deal with the day-to-day issues that come up with that. But I find time, I make time, whether it's my downtime or if I take a vacation away from the day-to-day operations to do the dreaming. It's no different than in corporations. There's usually, I see corporations having three tiers. You've got that top tier, the executive, the C-suite, where they're looking strategic. People who think about the strategic, and you often hear the word, the vision, they're the ones that need to have some space and time to be dreamers, because they've got to think about what's going to take the corporation, the business forward. That middle layer, that's program. and project management. That's operations. All the day-to-day things that actually balance that top level and that bottom level. That third level, which is usually the biggest, those are the doers. Those are what the operations. That's what keeps the lights on in your business, keeps feeding and making money. And so all the respect in the world for the doers. And sometimes it's very frustrating for doers because they do have ideas. So they do have dreams and visions and have suggestions. And good corporations are finding ways to let some of that bubble up, because the people who do the work, they also can identify what can be done differently and better and what will take it to the next level. And sometimes the dreamers need to come out of that top layer, whether it's the C-suite, the executive floor, come down to the floor where the doers are to relate and connect and reality check. Now, all that's kind of the visualize, when you visualize the corporation. Well, when you're in business, when you're an entrepreneur, you're just a miniature version of it. So instead of it being three different layers and three different groups of employees, guess what? It's you. So you've got to divide yourself, your time, equally in some form or fashion between being the doer, being the person that's the operations and troubleshooting, and then being that person that's that dreamer and the visionary. The key is, and this is where you need to check yourself, you don't have the luxury to spend too much time in one layer and not the others. You can't just be the doer and leave to chance what's next and how you're going to grow the business. You can't leave to chance the operations, the bookkeeping, if you're in a retail establishment, you have to deal with returns and customer satisfaction, reaching your customers, connecting with your customers, understanding if your customers are shifting or looking at their complaints and seeing how you can improve. So you have to shapeshift. You've got multiple personalities and switch between those three layers. So knowing and seeing and visualizing those layers and understanding that they're three distinct things in and of itself is one way that you will better juggle those three and check yourself to make sure that you're giving equal time to them. And by equal time, I'm not saying hour for hour, but the time needed. The dreaming, the look ahead, the visionary, you might need to have quarterly meetings with yourself. That operations, that's probably a weekly chunk of time that you break out to look at the books and look at any customer trends and see if you need to make some adjustments. And then the doer might be some of the day-to-day. It doesn't mean you're creating new products and that type of thing. The doing is the current, the here and now, customers, giving them what they need. And then the creative part where you are creating new products, that falls more, again, on a weekly and maybe even a quarterly basis. So create yourself a calendar even and set those dates. I know I have dates on my calendars of meetings and they pop up so fast, and it helps remind me, oh, wow, a whole quarter has gone by. A whole month has gone by. It's time for me to do this particular activity again. But without those reminders, it helps balance me and keep me in check with those other layers. No, so that is the word, that is the advice for related to the word dreamers. I hope you find it helpful and useful and able to apply it. And I thank you for following this series. I just want to let you know that the A to Z is available as a flipbook online. Look for the link on our podcast page. And we always welcome you to leave comments. Tell us about your journey, your experience. You can leave them on the podcast page in the comments section, or direct message us on one of our social medias. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. So thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for some more great episodes. Bye.